And what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Wolfpack Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Clements. Here with me, as always, are my two co-hosts, Michael Plant and Mike Bonney. What is going on, my guys?
What's going on? I do have to give you credit. That was probably the best intro you've had as a podcast host.
I'm feeling real enthusiastic. I've been doing
the whole time.
Sorry,
I have to listen to it every week. That was the best one.
I'm just really stoked to be kicking your guys' ass in the Great American TV Draft right now.
Bullshit.
That's why I'm so stupid.
You
win
the challenge,
happy.
Man.
You're stupid.
I'm stupid.
Yeah.
But before we jump into football, guys, I just wanted to remind everyone to please subscribe to the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. But now jumping into the Thursday night game, Dallas took care of business, beating the New Orleans Saints 27-17. The story of the game, though, it wasn't really the Cowboys' offense a whole lot. Dak Prescott had a very pedestrian fantasy game, only 12 fantasy points, 238 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Dak hasn't been lighting up the box score lately, guys. Should we be worried about him as it gets closer to fantasy playoffs?
No,
I think the calf, man. Calf's got him.
You think it's bothering him, Micah?
That's the injuries, man. Tyron Smith, CeeDee Lamb's finally back in the lineup healthy, but you had Amari Cooper banged up. I knew Michael Gallup, he's just coming off the injury. Dalton Schultz just got banged up last night. Zeke doesn't look like he's doing very well right now.
He's definitely hurt.
No, his knee is bad. Yes. It's definitely not just a bruised knee.
Yeah, it looks like a dislocated knee with his yards per carry. But, where is he? He finished with 4.7 fantasy points. Let's see what it is in PPR because I didn't have that ready. 6.7, not much of a difference, though. Tony Pollard was the, story of the night for the Dallas backfield, finished with 15.4 fantasy points.
Broke that really long run where he looked just extremely explosive. Looked fantastic. Made me win my parlay on Underdog. It's pretty fantastic.
Where'd you go there, Ike?
I don't know. It was weird. It, froze at me.
You went into the fantasy Netherlands?
Yeah.
Welcome back. I didn't even realize you were gone.
Most people don't.
Glad. I'm glad.
Nobody nobody else listening was realized you were gone either, so don't worry.
I don't believe it.
That shit's great. Tony Pollard, man, he finished with 71 yards rushing and a touchdown. He had two receptions off of three targets. Only 3 yards receiving, though. Michael Gallup, though, he seemed to be the fill-in for Amari Cooper coming off that COVID IR with 14.6 fantasy points. He had 5 receptions for 36 yards, and he had that touchdown to really save his night.
Yeah, that touchdown was nasty. Just his body control and just being able to get those 2 feet in bounds, that was just a ridiculous play.
Fuck yeah, it was.
CeeDee Lamb almost got to the end zone, too, on a stupid screen.
Oh, I know that. Dope. He looks so good.
Michael Gallup's a free agent at the end of this year, right?
Yes, he is. He's got an opportunity to make some big money this year.
I can't wait to see where he goes. Wouldn't mind him being the Allen Robinson replacement in Chicago. What do you think about that, Ike?
I don't mind that. Cheaper.
And kind of similar player.
Yeah. Gallup might be faster.
And, he gives a little bit more effort.
Whoa, man.
Allen Robinson just wants to be gone.
But, really the two stars of the night was Taysom Hill, who just – I seen a meme that today that said he plays football like a kid plays with Michael Vick in Madden. He just runs the ball.
And then send
the opportunity.
QB power. Just the QB power over and over again.
Play action, run it with him.
Guys, he threw 4 interceptions and still had 24.5 fantasy points.
20.66 for me in PPR.
Yeah, what? Like,
it's because of that fucking 100 yards rushing, man. He had 264 yards passing. He's just got such a solid floor. If he's gonna get 100 rushing yards,
they couldn't run the ball with the running back. So, like, literally in the second half, first and second down was him catching the snap and shotgun and just running straight ahead for 4 or 5 yards. He's
quarterback and running back. Probably fullback and maybe tight end too.
It takes the place of the play where they hand it off to Kamara and he does the same thing.
But I mean, it definitely made the Saints offense more exciting with him in the game, that's for sure. But now he's dealing with a finger injury as well, something similar to I heard what happened with Russell Wilson. So we'll see what happens with him moving forward.
And I was going to say the other star of the night, in my opinion, was the Cowboys defense, man. Four picks, forced fumble. They got a big man scored a touchdown for him. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, Trayvon Diggs had another interception.
Shocker.
Yeah, nine picks through 12 games. I think it is most ever through 12 games for a rookie. It's just insane. Just right place, right time. He kind of reminds me of Eddie Jackson, his rookie year for you guys.
Yeah, he's looking real, real good, that's for sure.
But we could probably jump into our bye weeks right before our week 12 previews if you want.
Did we talk about how good CD Lamb was and I just missed it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. Of course we talked about how good CD Lamb was. We do have a comment from Tyler. First off, he said, fuck Zeke. We're with you, buddy.
That's a little much, man. I like Zeke a lot.
Whoa.
I mean, we like him, but we didn't like that game last night. Come on. That was worse than that Tampa Bay game.
We saw it coming, man. We saw it coming. He's touchdown or bust the rest of the season, unfortunately.
Which, I mean, he's on a good offense, so
yeah,
his touchdown potential is a little bit higher than what running back.
Right, and through his career, he is a good red zone rusher. So there's going to be games where he finds into the end zone, but his ceiling is pretty much capped with him being banged up and Tony Pollard eating away in those touches and everything.
Yeah, with him being banged up, he's kind of a high ceiling RB2 for the rest of the year.
Low RB2.
Tyler says he's a huge Eagles fan, so he's extremely biased. Yeah, we can see enough. I'm a Packer fan, and I'm extremely biased against these two fucks right in front of me.
Shut up, man.
Well, yeah, the Bears are not threatening towards you.
Show.
This is a late night podcast. I mark explicit on the episode. I can swear whatever I want.
All right.
Explicit.
So jumping into our week 12 player game previews here.
No, let's... we got the bye weeks first, man.
Well, goddamn, let me speak, motherfucker.
Get it together. The Packers, the Browns,
no.
The Panthers and the Titans are all on bye this week.
If you could let a man speak, I was going to say, but before we jump into them, we have the bye weeks. But take it away, Dylan, because you know what's best.
Okay. Our first game, the Chicago Bears at the Arizona Cardinals. We got some injuries filled in this week from Ike. Good job, buddy.
Thanks, man.
DeAndre Hopkins, hamstring, and Kyler ankle are both game time decisions. I feel like they've both been game time decisions for the last 3 weeks. Justin Fields
is a close one, though.
Justin Fields is not going to start. Is not going to start, and. So we're going to see Andy Dalton again, and Allen Robinson's hamstring, he's doubtful as well.
Don't expect him to fire
him up again. Cole Kmet was also spotted with, what was it, the groin, I believe?
But he should be good to go, too, and I'm okay firing up Cole Kmet, too, with Allen Robinson still being out. Him and Darnell Mooney look to be
his only options.
The volume kings in this offense, yeah. If they're kind of volume plays now because with Dalton at quarterback, Nagy lets him chuck it 40 times a game.
Why not?
Right. Dalton's had more.
It's only because Andy Dalton's in.
Right. Fields, I think he's either thrown it over 30 times once or 0 times, and Dalton has done it in both his starts.
Yeah, I mean, Dalton had 317 yards last week, only one touchdown, one pick.
Are you guys more comfortable with Dalton starting as the Bears quarterback for the fantasy options like Cole Kmet and Mooney over Fields? I don't know if I would.
I need another game of it because it's just a one game sample size.
Well, we've seen two.
Yeah, but they've been so far apart. Because I mean, when Dalton came in, he didn't start the game. I mean, because the whole thing is getting the game plan against Andy Dalton, knowing he's going to be the starter. So I need another game of it. You know, two games in a row is really good, and I'd be sold on it. I'm optimistic, especially for players like Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet.
Yeah, we've seen two games now from Mooney that he's the target fiend now. Like, I think he saw 7 or 8 targets last game, and the week before he saw the 15 targets. So it's I like both of them this week. Are we worried about Montgomery at all moving forward? He was actually my sit running back in my article since he's come back. He's getting a decent amount of volume, but he gets no scoring potential. Michael,
why is he muted?
Yeah, I know I'm muted because I'm trying to fix something right now. But I am a little concerned with David Montgomery just because of the fact he's not going to get many scoring opportunities, like you said. This offense is brutal. Even with Andy Dalton.
He could get more with Andy Dalton there, though.
I don't know. I mean, the only thing that I like with Andy Dalton as quarterback with David Montgomery is he's going to check it down.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
like maybe he can actually get 5-6 targets or something.
Yeah, it's absolutely possible, especially when they let him throw 30 times a game.
Sure.
Then obviously we're waiting for Arizona. We're waiting to hear about if Kyler's going to play, if Hopkins is going to play. But you're firing both them guys up if they play.
Hopkins, I'm a little worried about. I'd actually, he's the one I'd probably sit because coming out of the bye week for him, I'm more worried about him than Kyler. Because Kyler, I could see them just being extra cautious with. You know, he is literally the face of the franchise. I know he's due for a contract, his fifth-year extension here soon. So I'm good with firing up Kyler, but I really can't trust Hopkins right now. Can you guys?
I mean, I think that bye week, I'm assuming, should have helped him.
Yeah, agreed.
And that's but, again, he's game-time decision, but hopefully that's just them being coy or whatever.
Yeah, the guy that we're automatically starting is James Conner, man. He's killing it.
And Edmonds is still out.
Yeah, he's killing it with Edmonds out. I'm curious, against this Bears secondary, because you know it hasn't been the greatest this year. Do we like AJ Green as a start this week?
I think it's okay. You could definitely do worse. I'd rather start Christian Kirk over AJ Green if you have both of the receivers.
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed. And then, this is my take on it, but I'm sure you guys agree with it. I think Zach Ertz is a startable tight end for the rest of the year, especially if Kyler Murray is starting.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. But let me jump back to the Kyler point real quick. You guys aren't worried about the ankle injury hampering his ability to run? Because when he was banged up, he wasn't running a lot, and it really took a toll on his fantasy production.
I mean,
he hasn't been running much this whole year.
Yeah, to be fair, he hasn't been running much this whole year. And also, I really never said I might have, but you can check the tape. I never really said if it was going to stop his running ability. I just think he'll be
good. I didn't say he did.
Good. You said the running ability, if you were worried about the running ability of him. And I'm not. That's not the. That was really never. I know, but that was really never the whole reason we were worried about him. Because to Ike's point, he hasn't been really doing it this much as it is this year.
Right, but he also wasn't great before he went in. Before he got injured, because of him not running the ball, was the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, because I mean, they made it clear that they wanted to be a little bit more balanced of an offense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is fine, but that hurts his fantasy production, and that's what we care about.
Yeah, but it's still a high efficient offense, which means he has high touchdown potential. That's why you're playing him.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because even though he's not running much and getting the yards, he can easily just run it in for a touchdown in the red zone as well.
All right, jumping to the next game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Atlanta Falcons. Nothing nothing noteworthy on the injury front for either of these guys or the, either of these teams besides Antonio Brown. He's also suspended right now from having a fake vaccination card. So.
Suspended, injured, looking it might be arrested. Who knows?
Antonio Brown, keep doing you, man.
It's working out great for you, bro.
I'm so glad I traded him to you because
yeah, God great damn, man.
I'd be having such a terrible year.
Good thing we're both out of the playoffs, pretty much. So
hey, I got a chance. You're out of the playoffs.
Oh, I was out like 3 weeks ago.
15% right here, man.
I just want to say this real quick that I think Antonio Brown needs to be a stash on your benches, though. He's suspended for 3 games starting this week, but he should his ankle should be healed and he should be good to go after those 3 weeks.
Yeah, for one of your playoff matchups.
That should be the fantasy championship, right? Or the week before.
What week is it?
It's around that time.
13. Yeah. We're in 13.
I don't know exactly.
Yes.
No, I talked. Week I touched
16.
I touched about it last night.
Semifinals. On,
yeah. The F6P hour. Yeah, he's really only a great stash if you already have the playoff spot locked up. If you don't have that playoff spot locked up, honestly, I don't think you have the ability to roster a guy who's just taking up a roster spot. Because in some formats, not all platforms, but he's marked down as suspended. And you can't actually put him on the IR and suspend it. Right. So, yeah, no, if you have that playoff spot locked up, he's the perfect stash. He's kind of more of a risk if you're still fighting for that playoff position.
Yeah, I could agree with that. But jumping into Tampa Bay's offense, Brady, you're starting him. Been a stud most of the year. Leonard Fournette coming off a 4-touchdown game. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's not going to do that again.
Who knows, bro?
In this matchup, he's the top 5 running back this week.
At least top 10 in my book. I just what makes him top 5 is
with Cook out, Kamara out. I mean, there's a lot of running backs there. Oh man,
yeah.
It's looking bleak.
I mean, you do have 4 teams on bye.
Yeah, that too.
So I could see him fluttering at that 6-5 spot.
You're firing up Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Gronk as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
worries.
Yeah, but Chris Godwin's obviously the safest one out of the three. Mike Evans is definitely your ceiling guy, but you as well as I do, Dylan, that you get his weeks where he just is
an asshole.
Yeah, quite an asshole.
I don't know.
Tell me
he's
not
an asshole, but
he's an asshole.
He gave up
Tom Brady's whatever touchdown pass to some guy in the crowd. he's an asshole.
Made some fans dream.
Jumping over to Atlanta, are we starting anybody in this offense besides Cordarrelle Patterson? And I know
Kyle Pitts.
I didn't forget about Kyle Pitts. I was seriously asking that.
Unfortunately, you have to because there's not many tight ends.
Zach Ertz or Kyle Pitts? That's a thinker.
Kyle maybe?
Kyle Pitts, I think. I'm going Foster Moreau over Kyle Pitts this week.
In the last
two
games, Kyle Pitts has only 18 targets, 9 receptions, 115 yards, and 0 touchdowns. 11 fantasy points in the past 3 weeks.
He's still averaging 6 targets, though.
20 fantasy points if you're playing PPR.
Yeah, man. It just has not been good for the
It's because Matt Ryan's been brutal.
Yeah. and teams get the key on him.
True.
Because Calvin Ridley's not there doing what he's doing. Hopefully he's getting it figured out. We've been supportive with him on this podcast. So
I think the only player, going back to your question, Dylan, that you can start this week, I don't know about rest of the season, is Russell Gage. Just because Tampa Bay is secondary, man.
But how can you trust him?
You can't. Ew. It's just this week is the matchup. So if it's ever a week to play him, because he's probably just sitting away wasting on your bench. And if you need a wide receiver, go ask Joe, our founder and boss. He's on his bench and Scott Fish.
Well, yeah. Scott Fish, I can see it.
Well, he's playing him this week, I'm pretty sure, I think he said. But point being is it's a good matchup. They're going to have to throw the ball. If teams are locking in on Kyle Pitts, it can't just be Cordarrelle Patterson the whole time, guys.
It can be.
No, I'm sorry. It can't be. That's just not how football works. It's a team game.
I mean, it's the only fantasy asset right now, that's for sure.
Quick little nugget before we pretty much jump into our next game, because I don't know if you guys want to talk much more about that. I seen a thing that Cordarrelle Patterson was listed as the third string safety for the Falcons.
Yeah.
The man does it all.
I hope he plays safety. That'd be awesome.
He wants to get a pick.
Let me throw this at you guys. Where does Cordarrelle Patterson get drafted heading into next season?
Oh, no.
Can you even get?
Well, he's going to get drafted high next year.
No way.
What do you mean no?
Public consensus is going to take him high.
They're going to draft a running back
He's going to be the easiest guess for bust of the year just because of where he's going to be drafting. There's no way he can keep
up. I wouldn't even take him as a running back 3 next year.
I would take him as a running back
3. He's going to be going in the top 4 rounds, I bet. I bet you he's drafted in the top 4.
Most likely. He's going to get drafted probably in that running back dead zone.
Glad
I'm sorry to everybody who drafts him next year.
I'm glad I fired you up there, Ike. But next game,
fucking Cordarrelle Patterson.
Next game, Los Angeles Chargers at the Cincinnati Bengals.
By the way, he's a free agent too this year. So after this year, Falcons might not sign him.
Austin Eckler or Joe Mixon this week, guys?
Mixon. Mixon's been killing it. He's scored in 7 straight games, man.
Eckler. Ike.
Any reasoning?
He gets more of the targets, and he's doing just as good as Mixon in the touchdowns.
Mixon in the touchdowns, I think.
Last 3 games, Joe Mixon, 71 attempts, 352 yards, 6 touchdowns, 9 receptions.
I don't care about that. Just say fantasy points.
No, 84.6 PPR. Okay. All right, now let me go check on Eckler here.
Because Eckler had a 40, I think, like 2, 3, 4 maybe weeks ago.
He had 78.3 PPR fantasy points in the last 3 weeks. So Mixon is outscoring him, and he has more touchdowns than him. Actually, total? No, they're tied at total because of Eckler's 4 receiving touchdowns.
Nice.
They're tied at 6 total touchdowns.
Through that span, what is it on the season?
Does that count as 40, or is that not these last 3 weeks?
No, this last 3 weeks, he only had 78.3.
So he didn't have his 40-point performance.
Yeah,
probably not.
LaPlante's just going to go ahead and leave that out.
It has to be accounted in there because I just went to 4 and he only jumped up 10 points.
Oh, okay.
Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow?
Justin Herbert, man, we've seen it. And this is the reason why Mixon is doing so well. They clearly want to be more balanced in Cincinnati. They don't want Joe Burrow getting hurt again with this offensive line.
T. Higgins finally looked good, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, Herbert the rest of the way. See, I will give you this going back to the Eckler and Joe Mixon thing. I think Mixon has the higher ceiling, in my opinion. I think just Eckler's the safer play because we've seen this offense sputter. Multiple games being the Chargers, where the Bengals
Bengals too. I mean, they did lay a stinker against
the Jets.
Couple weeks, yeah, game. Okay.
But
they've lost like 3 or 4.
No, but I'm saying like laid a stinker. Like the Chargers have laid some stinkers this year, and they've also scored 40 points. Like it's almost like they have no middle ground. It's either they score a lot or they don't score very much at all.
Keenan Allen or Ja'Marr Chase?
Keenan.
Ja'Marr Chase has been trending downward the last 3 weeks.
Higgins or let me do my thing. T. Higgins or Mike Williams?
That one's a tough one because of T. Higgins finally showing something. I'm going to have to lean with my gut and go – you're going to disagree with me, but Mike Williams.
I was going to say T. Higgins, but it's like really close.
It is. But if I believe Herbert's going to be the better quarterback down the way, it's going to benefit the Chargers wide receivers. And if they're going to be more.
Mainly Keenan Allen.
Well, yes, but mainly. But if the Cincinnati team runs it more, I mean, you're not going to get much volume for these 3 receivers.
CJ Uzoma or Jared
Cook? We're not going that far. You can start Jared Cook out of desperation out of these two, but please go find somebody else.
And then jump into the next game, guys. We're just going to go ahead and do that.
Wait, before we jump into that next one, we do have some live questions here. From Steven Drakes, he wants to know, would you drop Boston Scott for Chase Edmonds off the waivers? Mr. Injury Expert, Ike.
Boston Scott is injured.
Yes, but what about Chase Edmonds?
He won't be back till last I saw week 14.
Yeah, I thought I saw something like that too. Like December 13th is the earliest he's going to be activated off of.
So if you're in the playoff spot, might as well.
Yeah,
yeah, if you're in a playoff spot, that's a good ad.
Moving forward, I'd rather have Chase Edmonds than Boston Scott. So, Steven, I think you'd do it.
Yeah, if you got that playoff spot locked up, go ahead and do that, my man. And then we got a question from Boss Man Fat. Nice name. He wants to know, Hockenson or Logan Thomas PPR?
Hockenson.
Oh, man. I like Logan Thomas as a sneaky play coming off the waivers because of that injury, but I have to lean Hockenson.
I think just, I lean Hock as well.
Yeah. He's the safer play. I know he's laid a goose egg, but, man, they don't have anybody. They're down DeAndre Swift this week. They're going to have to involve him.
Come on, man. You spoiler. We're about ready to talk about that game, you
spoiler.
Jerk.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Oopsies.
Well, right, why don't you just go ahead and take us right into that?
Yeah, we're going to jump right into that game. The Lions versus the Vikings here. Man, you want to talk about the injuries real quick? Mr. Injury Expert Ike?
Not really. That's your guys' job.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are the hosts.
You're a lazy
sack. Swift banged up with the shoulder injury. Roquan threw all his body weight on top of him on Thanksgiving. I don't see a reason why the Lions should rush DeAndre Swift up, so you needed to rush to the waiver wire to pick Jamal Williams up.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get much of scoring opportunities being on the Lions offense, but he is going to get the volume.
I think he's going to be very solid because of that volume with him, with it just being him back there now.
No, they'll use
who?
Jamar Jefferson at some point.
Until he gets hurt again after a couple carries.
I thought he was
banged. There's no chance they could go in with just one, so they got to sign somebody. Or
something. Oh, man, what was that guy's name who scored for him when Swift was banged up a couple weeks ago?
Oh, boy.
He was a practice squatter.
That's okay. Are you guys buying into Josh Reynolds with that connection with Jared Goff?
No, only deep leagues. Desperate.
Yeah, I agree.
See, I disagree with you guys a little bit. I think you could plug him in as a flex in a 12-team league. And I think he'd be okay with that.
No, it's Jared Goff throwing him the ball.
8 to 12 fantasy points, man. He's seen multiple targets a game. I don't love it, but you've seen at times this season when a wide receiver has flashed fantasy production in that offense.
It's not very far in between.
For a week or two. It could happen, yeah.
Let's just jump into the Vikings.
Sure. Kind of a nightmare with Dalvin Cook going down, but Alexander Mattison, hopefully all our owners cuffed Alexander Mattison with Dalvin Cook.
Don't even think about starting him.
Are you starting Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. He's a great start this week against Detroit.
Nobody's talking about it, but he's playing, like, really good.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that
except
worries,
for in prime time,
the only thing as that, usual, the only thing that worries me is game script. If sure. say he doesn't throw a touchdown within the first two touchdowns of the game when they're already kicking the shit out of a 14-0, why are they going to keep throwing it? They're probably just going to grind it out with Alexander Mattison. That's the only thing that worries me. Wide receivers, LaPlante, you're firing both of these guys up, right? And hoping Adam Thielen catches an early touchdown.
Yeah, we've been waiting for this Adam Thielen touchdown regression all year, and it's just not happening.
Joe always says on our Sunday podcast that it only happens in the fantasy playoffs, so I guess let's just wait until then. But until you get there, it's all good to go. And, I mean, we talk about it every week. Tyler Conklin's in that tight end streaming category.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. If Tyler Conklin or C.J. Uzama?
Tyler Conklin, the matchup. Yeah. Starter.
Tyler Conklin or Jared Cook?
Cook.
Jared Cook.
All right.
Cole Kmet. That's how shitty tight ends are. Cole Kmet or Tyler Conklin?
Cole Kmet.
If he's healthy, Cole.
I'm with
you. Only because of Allen Robinson being out.
I am with you guys. Next game, New York Giants at the Miami Dolphins.
Sweet.
Daniel Jones out with a neck injury. That one came out of nowhere to me. I didn't see that one coming. Kadarius Toney and Sterling Shepard are both doubtful with quad injuries. The Giants just can't stay healthy as a team.
Don't even think about starting Kenny Galladay either. Just don't.
I am. Definitely am. Because I have to in some leagues, man.
I'm sure there's another option out there.
No.
The only person you're fired
up. The other option is James Washington.
The only person you're fired up in this offense, man, is Saquon. And Mike Glennon, there's a chance he checks the ball down to Saquon 10 times.
I
don't even like Saquon this week.
I kind of like Evan Ingram, man. I know you don't like it.
Man, we're getting weird here. Sadistic son of a bitch.
I mean, like we said, tight ends are six sadistic son of a bitches in fantasy, man. We don't.
True. If you're in a 12-team league, might as well.
Like, last week, he had 3 receptions for 50 yards.
Yeah.
Like, for a tight end, that's not bad.
I'll drink to that.
He said 3 catches, and I was like, all right, that's great.
That's not bad. But no, fuck. I mean, we're talking desperate tight end. I mean, I think he's a good play, but that's it. Go ahead.
He's not a good play.
I don't want to move on.
That's gross, man.
I think I would take him over Conklin.
We're trying to get into the playoffs, We're trying to get into the playoffs right now, man. And you're talking about starting Evan Ingram.
Over Tyler Conklin. Jesus.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're starting him. I would start Foster Moreau over him. I mean, come on. I'm talking desperation. Get that in your head.
All right. Dolphins. Ike, have you heard anything about the latest Devontae Parker? Is there a chance we see him this week or no? Nah.
Pretty sure he's still on IR. Last I saw in my lineup for Dynasty.
He is still on the IR. He was practicing, but they have not taken him off the IR yet.
Gotcha. Okay. And the only other guy in the injury report is Philip Lindsay, who's doubtful with an ankle.
Well, you got Useless. Will Fuller, too, who is also still on the IR.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody even remembers Will Fuller.
Yes, they do.
No.
They do.
Mm-mm.
Are we? Tua has been.
It's Waddle time.
No, Tua. It is. But go ahead, Dylan.
I can now?
No.
Yeah, tell Ike. He just keeps on talking about his boy.
When did Waddle become my
boy? Oh, my God. We'll play it. Go.
Do you want to talk about Myles Gaskin?
I think you want to talk about Tua.
See, he keeps interrupting you. It's not me.
Let's talk about how consistent Tua's been. Has he earned the trust to be a quarterback one for the rest of the season?
Not a quarterback one, but a high-end QB two. I mean, in his last 3 games, he only has 3 passing touchdowns. He's got 1 rushing touchdown. That's all right, but.
Right.
Yeah, you could definitely do worse, that's for sure. But I'm really starting to think Myles Gaskin's close to a bust start weekly.
Oh, mister, I traded for him earlier in the year and he wasn't even worth it. He's a must start for the rest of the year, huh?
Can you let me finish? And I might not even be starting him in that league this week. It's the fact that when they get into the red zone now, he is the quarterback, essentially, in the Wildcat formation.
I don't know, that was weird.
They're so consistent with these Wildcat runs with him.
That gives him so many red zone opportunities to get in the end zone, guys. That's what's intriguing me about it.
Oh, I know. At last 3 games, he has 17 attempts in the red zone.
Right. One time he handed it off to Waddle for a jet sweep for a touchdown. But then other than that, he's faked the jet sweep and just ran it in for the touchdown. So it's like, at some point, that red zone opportunity makes him a starter, no matter how gross it seems to me now, to be honest. Am I overreacting because of that?
No, you're not overreacting. it works because Malcolm Brown is hurt.
Yeah.
It works because Phillip Lindsay is hurt. Mm-hmm. If Malcolm Brown was, you know, healthy, it'd be him taking some of that red zone carries away. Like, it's literally just Myles Gaskin taking these red zone carries in the past three games. There's nobody else as a running back taking these carries.
Like, Ike, you're our fantasy pros ranker guy. Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, Myles Gaskin. What do you have those three ranked this week? Because, spoiler alert,
Melvin Gordon is out.
Is doubtful.
Well, yeah, but I would put Javonte top 14. I wouldn't do top 12 just yet.
Him higher than Myles Gaskin?
Oh, yeah.
Miles Sanders?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good matchup against the Chiefs this week, too.
LaPlante, you too?
I would go, what was it again? Javonte, Miles Sanders, and who else?
Gaskin. Rate those three for me.
Javonte, Gaskin, Miles. Are we pretty much done with this matchup? Because we do have a couple questions here.
You're firing up Gesicki, too, but other than that, yeah. We'll see those questions, Mike.
All right, we got one here from our buddy Clayton. Big important question because of injuries screwing him like everybody else is getting fucked, man. Is Breida startable, and is he going to keep continue to trending up?
Unfortunately, pal, I wish I could tell you he was startable, but unfortunately, I'm
nobody
not
knows.
Comfortable starting either of the Bills running backs, especially in this really tough matchup against New England.
Yeah, I mean, in the past 3 weeks, he has gotten 17 carries, but Devin Singletary's led that, you know, charge with 25 carries. And then he got Zach Moss with 13. I mean, it is kind of a shit show with this running back. The only thing that's holding Breida up is he's getting these touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach Moss was a healthy scratch on Thanksgiving.
That could have been the game plan for just that week.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Breida could be the next one getting that.
Right. And we might see Zach Moss play this week because they might want to grind it out a little bit between the tackles against New England, slow the game down a bit.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, the big thing about Breida that's making him so valuable is he's being efficient with his touches. I mean, he's had three red zone carries inside the 20 the past 3 weeks. He has a touchdown out of it. He has had three targets in the red zone, and he gets a touchdown out of it. But he's just scoring.
But now let me be I'll be devil's advocate for 1 second. He's probably the best running back in the backfield. Am I right?
He looks like it's because he's the freshest.
And he's by far the fastest.
Breida.
Yeah. Do you agree he's more talented than the other two guys, Ike?
Well, is he faster than the other guys or more talented than the other guys?
Talented, I say. He's faster, no doubt.
I don't think he's more talented.
Yeah, I think he's faster, not more talented. That's what's giving him this. They're giving him the red zone opportunities, and he's really fast within
speed kills, man.
Yards.
Okay, I disagree with you guys.
No surprise there. moving on, Ivan has a question. Got Saquon for Gaskin and Mooney. Who won? I got to rock with you, my man, Ivan, for getting Gaskin and Mooney. I know Saquon's.
No, he got Saquon.
Oh, yeah, touche. All right.
I think I've actually gone Gaskin and Mooney the rest of the season, man. You definitely got the big name of Saquon in that, but like we were just talking about Gaskin, I like his upside the rest of the season just because of all that red zone work and the way that Mooney's getting all these targets the last couple of games. I know it's been because of the expense of Allen Robinson being out, but
who will continue to be out.
Yes, I'm actually going to lean the Gaskin-Mooney side. Sorry, man.
No, don't be sorry because, I mean, this is in a vacuum. We don't know, you know, much else about his team. I mean, he could have been really desperate at running back. This was a pretty bad week for running backs injuries. In a vacuum, we like the Gaskin-Mooney side. But, man, if you were desperate at running back, I can see why you did this trade.
Sure. Or if it's a keeper league or whatever, Saquon moving forward, I get that too.
All right, then Mark wants to know, if Daryl Henderson plays, should he start him or Sony Michel?
Oh, yeah, Daryl Henderson, man. You're firing him up.
Man, mm-hmm. I am not as gung-ho as you. It's a little closer, in my opinion.
Jacksonville, Mike.
I know. But they – it's just closer, in my opinion, because Henderson's banged up. That's all.
Sure.
He's the safer play. I'm just worried he's going to get banked up and then they're going to play it safe because it's Jacksonville.
Yeah, I can see that too.
I go Daryl Henderson, but I don't be surprised if he does get hurt and Sony Michel gets the start or the, you know, the rest of this game.
Okay. Is that it or the
No, oh, Ivan just wanted to let us know he has Mixon, Madison, Gibson, Devontae, CD, T. Higgins. Oh, dang. That's a good
really
team.
Good. Yeah, that's a really good squad, man. Very, very good.
Yeah, I hope you got multiple flexes to be able to play all four of those RBs.
No doubt.
All right, so, I mean, was that pretty much it for the Dolphins game? Because you talked about Gesicki, your boy.
Yep, we'll that's good.
We'll move on to the Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Jets. Any injuries?
God, man, all these games are brutal.
Any injuries we need to know about, injury Ike?
I don't have it on my list. That's why you guys have it. My thing will freeze if I bring anything else up.
Oh, man. Are you living in the dinosaur ages? Corey
yes, sir.
Questionable with the groin injury. Zach Wilson, I mean, he was a little banged up, but he is going to play this week.
That's not a good thing.
No, but Joe Flacco is back, though. So, I mean, if anything goes wrong, at least you got him there. Whoever thought we'd be saying that?
Yeah, no shit.
And since you did such a great job here.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to tell you about how you missed Jalen Hurts was questionable.
Bullshit, he's on there.
That's actually kind of a big thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about it. I'm the Jalen Hurts hater of the podcast. And a lot of the times I've kind of looked stupid. But I was right the 1 week.
Yeah, you were.
But then this week as well, I feel like we're kind of set up for the same thing in this matchup against the Jets. They're probably going to kick the shit out of him. I gave you the finger. He's also banged up with an ankle injury. So that worries me. Why is he going to be running around with it against the Jets with a bad ankle?
Yeah, like you said, I wouldn't be starting him necessarily.
Yeah. See,
unless you're forced.
Right, but that's sketchy because he's the number two quarterback in all fantasy football.
But like you said, his ankle is messed up.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's the big reason why he's number two.
That might fuck a lot of people. Sorry for my language.
You don't have to apologize. There's no kids.
It's explicit, bro.
I know. It's a joke. Damn, now I lost my train of thought. That's going to mess with a lot of people's lineups this week, man. Because I'm just going to think the matchup's great against the Jets. Just fire Jalen Hurts up. But he could really kill your lineups this week.
Yeah.
So I think this week is the week we fire up Miles Sanders. This is going to be the week that I like him.
Yeah, they should rely on him heavily.
Boston Scott is out with the questionable.
Howard's out.
Yep, Howard was the one that's out with the knee. Scott's questionable with the ankle.
And then I start shooting my mouth off on the Sunday show about how we could trust Devonta Smith and how he's a wide receiver three moving forward, and then he shits.
Who knows?
It's not his fault. It's Jalen Hurts, true. Man. It's Jalen Hurts. Like, sometimes he throws him a good ball. Sometimes he doesn't.
Most of the time, it's not.
We did have another question here from Ivan. He's got a good one, too. He wants to know, should he start Foster, Moreau, or Gesicki this week?
Oh, Gesicki.
I'm going to lean Foster, Moreau.
I lean Foster Moreau as well. It's a little bit better in the matchup against the Washington football team compared to the New York Giants.
And then my tiebreaker was Derek Carr over Tua.
Yeah, because Derek Carr, I mean, it's a known fact he uses the tight ends.
Yep.
Yeah, but can Foster Moreau get open like Darren Waller can?
Yeah, we've seen it the one time.
One time.
And we've seen Gesicki do it, what, like 7 out of 11 weeks or whatever?
Yeah, we also seen
Has Foster Moreau ever seen 7 targets in a game and not caught one of them?
Could happen on Sunday.
You're right.
I mean, do we talk about the Jets? I mean, we could just really gloss over them.
There's one really I would want to start on that team right now.
There's one person. It's Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore.
You still can't really get hard about
if it's Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson at quarterback.
If it's Zach Wilson, he doesn't target Elijah Moore like the other ones were, like Mike White and Joe Flacco. He's still
getting targeted, and Corey Davis is out.
He saw six or seven targets last week, I think.
Which he saw eight targets, and he caught four of them,
which is still good. The
only difference between Zach Wilson throwing him the ball and Joe Flacco throwing him the ball is
one person sucks, one person stinks.
Well, one person gets Zach Wilson's
probably inaccurate.
Yeah, one person gets it in his vicinity, and one person just throws it over.
That's why you shouldn't start him.
One person won a Super Bowl. One person won the starting job.
On an impressive run to the Super Bowl, by the way.
No,
one of the better runs in the Super Bowl.
The one player.
You threw like one pick, not even.
Yeah. He played out of his mind in that span. Now we keep interrupting Michael Penn. I love it.
Yeah, you guys are talking about the past, getting the future. There's only one player that can start from the Jets offense, and that's Elijah Moore. I mean,
said
even
that already.
Not really. See, I'm trying to convince IQ.
I'm letting you roll. Yeah, come on. Happens. Let's go.
He had eight targets last week to lead the team, and that was with Corey Davis out. This is multiple weeks where he's had eight-plus targets with Corey Davis out, even with Zach Wilson being the quarterback. Keelan Cole is also going to be probably out this game. I've seen he was doubtful. The only other guy that really contested is Jameson Crowder, man, and Zach Wilson doesn't check the ball down at running back. So Elijah Moore is the safest play, and it's not that safe.
I wouldn't trust it, but if you have to, good luck.
But we can move on to our next game here, Dylan. The Indianapolis Colts at the Houston Texans, another shitter.
Jack Doyle is questionable with only God knows. It's
with only God knows.
Injuries on Houston's side. Injuries on Houston's side. Cooks and David Johnson are sick. they're both questionable.
David Johnson picked up the phone this morning. Hey, boss.
I'm sick. Can't come in.
I think you can start Carson Wentz in this matchup. You're starting Jonathan Taylor. You're starting Michael Pittman. T.Y. Hilton caught a touchdown last week. Are we buying in on that or no?
No.
Yes. Okay. Do I have to explain this again to you? T.Y. Hilton literally has 75% of his career yards against Houston. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
That's the only great, man.
He plays well against.
he's going to kill him, apparently.
The dude's groin can't hang up. His hamstring's busted. His shoulder's probably busted, too.
And don't be surprised if he gets another touchdown.
Right on you. You fired
giving
him up
people false hope. People are going to be like, I mean, dude told me to play T.Y. Hilton. He got me one catch for 5 yards.
I'll fire him up as a desperation flex. Not in 10 seconds.
Second play of the game, he's going to tear his hamstring.
Probably 14 or 16.
You're a sick puppy, man.
There's desperate fuckers out there, man.
You're one of them.
Jumping over the Houston side. Rex fucking Burkhead, guys.
He's back.
T.Y. Hilton or Rex Burkhead?
Are we rolling him out with David Johnson being sick?
Sick? It's an illness, bro. I just didn't want to type it.
You lazy fuck. man, what was the question again?
We gotta bring this back, guys. All right, Rex Burkhead getting all this volume.
No, we're not. I mean, if you like, I said desperation. That's it. No, yeah, you're not. Yeah, no.
You're really only starting Brandon Cooks. Indeed,
especially against this matchup against the Colts.
Yeah, Tyrod is an okay matchup in super flex leagues. You can definitely do worse. He's been consistent, so you could do worse. Jumping to the next one, Washington football team at the Las Vegas Raiders. On the injury front, Washington has nothing notable besides Curtis Samuel.
Everybody knows about
Antonio
that.
Antonio Gibson with a shin was questionable, but he's expected to play.
He played last week. He's going to play this week.
Oh, my God. He's still on the injury report.
Oh, my God.
J.D. McKissick was questionable with a concussion as well, and it seems that he's going to be out. What did I see? What was it? Dylan Wendell Smallwood is going
we
to
did
take
see. His- We did see Wendell Smallwood's name. I kind of was a blast from the past. But it sounds like he's going to take over McKissick's role in the pass.
Sweet.
You just remember that?
Don't give Antonio Gibson the ball in the receiving. Why not?
They did last. That's the I think point. They will. He did last week. Antonio Gibson looked phenomenal, and he's turned into a must start moving forward again as well.
Indeed.
Excuse me. I'm actually fine. And now I squeaked, but I'm actually fine.
Your mom's saying squeak.
Your sister's going out with squeak. I lost my train of thought. Taylor Heineke.
All right, no, I think you can start him last time. Any of you guys taking basketball in that? Oh, that's a movie, dumbass. Go ahead.
Yes.
I call myself a dumbass. Go ahead.
Oh, Taylor Heineke. I think you can start him in this matchup. He's getting the volume lately. He has a little bit of a rushing floor. He's got one of his weapons back in Logan Thomas. Terry McLaurin's a stud still. They're using Antonio Gibson out of the backfield. I think Heineke has a chance to be a quarterback one this week. Going out on a limb saying it, but I think it could happen.
I think you are going out on a limb, and I think you're going to be let down on that limb. Even last week, man, Taylor Heineke only had 11.22 points in PPR.
What did he do the other 2 weeks before that? In the 20s, I think.
Yep, it can be done. He started off the year as like a quarterback one for like what 2 weeks.
It's the touchdowns the touchdowns that are giving him the points because he only averages about 220 yards. It's looking like
got a little bit of the rush to floor, like I said.
A little bit of the rushing floor, but it's really not much. It's only like about 25 yards a game, which is like I said, it's not bad. Yeah, it's a couple extra points. I just think the only thing that holds him up is the touchdowns. He has to score touchdowns to get you that 20-point threshold. Do you get what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I mean, he is a quarterback, so touchdowns are important.
But if Antonio Gibson's getting more involved in this offense, it's going to be a little harder to come by those touchdowns.
True.
Indeed.
True. But you're starting Gibson. You're also starting Logan Thomas, and you're starting McLaurin. Curtis Samuel, you can't trust him yet. Who knows when he's just going to pull up lame with that groin injury.
What a signing, guys.
Yeah. But jumping over to the Raiders, Washington football team defense has been trending up and playing a lot better. Derek Carr, I can't say the same thing about him. Are you able to start him this week in this matchup?
I don't like it. Yeah. I think Washington's defense is back. Their secondary is kind of.
No, I mean, they played a banged up Russell Wilson. He has not looked good, man. They made that defense. Russell Wilson made that defense look better than what it is. They lost their best player, Chase Young.
I mean, but it's been a couple of weeks now that – I mean, they made Tom Brady look normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
– Taylor Heineke, that dude, man.
That defensive line Tom is Brady good. Stuff.
Yeah, but it's not as good without Chase Young.
But they're playing.
It still is enough. Good, man. They still got four other first-rounders on there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep, agreed.
I'd say you could still start – I'd take Derek Carr over Taylor Heineke.
I think it's closer than you'd like to think, man.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying I would still go with Derek Carr over Heineke.
I'd go Heineke. I could break the tie.
He's going to do it just to spite me.
I'd go Heineke.
I know you too well.
You can start Josh Jacobs. You're not thrilled about it. He's been fine.
He's also banged up a little bit, but.
You could start Hunter Renfro, and like we talked about, we like Foster Moreau this week. At least LaPlante and I do. Of what we saw with him the last time Waller was out with the six catches and the six receptions.
I actually like Hunter Renfro a little bit more with Darren Waller out.
Oh, yeah.
More red zone opportunities, in my opinion.
I get that.
You want to move on to our next game? Another thriller?
Yep. Jacksonville Jaguars at the Los Angeles Rams.
Nice.
Guys, the Jaguars offense is awful. James Robinson is questionable, nursing that heel. He's the only guy in the offense we really want. Dan the Man Arnold is now down on injured reserve, done for the rest of the season, so I can't even toot his horn anymore.
It's a good thing we had the emergence of Cole Kmet.
Yeah, no shit. But
don't even think about playing Visca.
No, trust me, we didn't.
Yeah, no, you can't start anybody.
Same with Marvin Jones.
I think Marvin Jones is the only one you can start.
Deep league, sorry, I guess.
I don't want to do it.
The offense looks deep. Bad.
No, it does, absolutely.
I'm pretty deep sure league. Trevor Lawrence hasn't thrown a touchdown since Halloween, I want to say. Something wild like that.
I think you're right. He doesn't look like he was supposed to look.
But it's the meme with
week 12 that he threw a touchdown.
It's the meme. So last week. When was the time before that? Was it Halloween?
Oh, you're gonna make me look. I don't know exactly what week that was.
But right now this Jaguars team is like that meme of that dog sitting in that classroom where everything around him's on fire
and I'm okay.
Yeah, pretty much
this Halloween. Is okay right here.
Pretty much Halloween. Week 8 was the one the previous time he scored a touchdown, then week 12 was the last time.
And let's talk about the Rams a little bit. They're also banged up. Odell Beckham with a hip injury. Shocker. His shoulder he's still nursing a shoulder injury. Daryl Henderson is questionable, like we talked as well. With Odell being banged up, are we still okay starting Matthew Stafford in this matchup?
I'm down on Matthew Stafford.
You have to start him, though. I mean, you don't have to, but there's not many out there.
Mm-hmm. Matt Stafford or Carson Wentz this week?
Matt Stafford.
Indeed.
I think I lean Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz has been playing pretty well.
I just think they're going to rely on Taylor a lot in the Colts game.
If Henderson ends up being out, though, Sony Michel is a very solid play, especially this matchup, because they could get up big and they could just grind it out.
Sure.
Yep, he's a good solid DFS play, honestly.
I shit on Odell all last podcast. He caught a long touchdown, made me look silly. That's fine.
Yeah, we have our little group chat. Ike and I are watching Dylan just eat his words. He tells
talking to himself pretty much.
Yeah, he tells us 1 minute, Odell's a bum. 10 minutes later, Odell's pretty good.
Odell looking spry out there.
Yeah, I'm funny. You're starting Cooper Kupp probably. I don't have a better option than him, I'm going to guess. Maybe Devontae Adams.
You fire Cooper Kupp up all the time.
I know, Mike LaPlante. I'm funny. I just said that.
I'm funny.
But Tyler Higbee, another streaming tight end. LaPlante, how about you take us through the rest of the way? I'm tired.
I'm tired of you guys. we jump it over to the next game. Did you pretty much touch on everybody? Because I can't remember if you guys talked about James Robinson.
Oh, we didn't. I said he's the only guy that we're starting in this offense, and he's banged up, still nursing that heel injury. So,
all right, just want to make sure we were touching on everything. All right. So next game here is the San Francisco 49ers at the Seattle Seahawks. Or no, you know, I lie about that. It's the Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers. See, this is why I'm not a host.
But you are.
So Lamar Jackson versus Big Ben. Obviously, Lamar Jackson's been struggling the past couple weeks.
Four picks last game. Who is he, fucking Taysom Hill?
It's like me and Madden.
No, he's not Taysom Hill because he's the only quarterback to ever throw four picks and still win the game.
There were a couple times where you're looking at it like, what are you looking at?
Dude, right he just now? Sends it sometimes. His deep pass is bad.
Yeah, he said he was awful.
Yeah, it was his worst career game as a quarterback. I mean, it's not going to get any lower than that. So I think it's only you can go up from Pittsburgh Steelers defense. It's not the same. Me and Joe talked about it a little bit last night. This one has potential to be a little bit of shootout, kind of.
I was thinking it was going to be a stinker.
Well, that's the thing. Usually these matchups against the Baltimore Ravens and Pittsburgh Steelers, it's like 10-9 or 12-15. But, I mean, both the team's defenses have not been the same lately. Ravens defense has been giving up a lot of points. Ooh, excuse me.
Is it possible for Ben to get to a
shootout? Dude, I was just going to say that. I'm like, I don't think Ben can. It might not be able to happen.
You know what? I don't think they like the Ravens very much, and I don't think they want to be swept by him, so I think they're going to try.
Big Ben hit QB.
I'm going Matt Ryan over in that.
I think so position. Too.
I'd rather pick Tyler Heinicke.
Trevor Lawrence or Big Ben?
Ben.
Ben, I guess.
Let's stop doing that now. Go on.
you started it. The only guy we could start out of this Baltimore Ravens backfield right now is Devontae Freeman, man. Latavius Murray seems to be still banged up. I don't know what the heck's going on with his ankle. But Devontae Freeman has been serviceable, man. He's a low-end RB2 with some touchdown potential in this offense. Marquise Brown has finally slowed down. The man was so consistent in the beginning of the year. But, I mean, when your quarterback struggles, your wide receivers struggle.
Agreed.
The guy kind of trending up, and what I want to know is your thoughts on is Rashard Bateman.
Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah, he kind of added a little bit of a stinker last week with Lamar struggling as well. But borderline flex play, you don't love it starting him, but
definitely not this game.
You definitely see upside in him, and he's a guy who's probably going to be drafted as a wide receiver 3 heading into next season or so.
Kind of like targets the last 3 games, 13 receptions, 140 yards.
He's going to be similar to like what everyone was viewing Brandon Ayuk. I kind of feel
sure.
Like. Heading
yeah,
in.
I mean,
you're kind of way more explosive
kinda,
rookie season.
It's kind of the similar situation because they're both on run heavy offenses. I will give it to Rashard Bateman a little bit more because I do think Lamar Jackson's a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Maybe Trey next.
Even more reason why I think I like Bateman more.
Fair enough.
So Mark Andrews, you're starting him.
Yeah.
Don't get cute. So I'll move on to the Pittsburgh Steelers here. I personally think this could be a sneaky play for super flex leagues only. You can go with Big Ben. That's it.
Yeah, I have to in a league, but I don't want to.
Yeah, but I think this is the week that you can actually, look at it afterwards and be like, all right, I'll take it. But Najee Harris, I know me and you talked about it a little bit, Dylan. Are we nervous with the way this offense is trending?
I'm curious to hear your thoughts here, because like you said, we already talked about it.
I think he's going to be fine still. Still an RB1.
My thing is, like, and this what I want, I'm not the first person to talk about this, so I don't want to take all the credit, but it's like, if the Steelers are going to keep sucking, why are they going to run Najee Harris into the ground? Like, it seems to me that he's kind of slowing down a little bit as is.
Unfortunately, they're still fighting for a playoff spot.
Man,
they're only a couple games out, but
are they going to want to kill him and just burn him?
They kind of seem to be already cut.
Burn him now before.
But it's.
I guess.
But I feel like it's a waste of a season. They're going to want to look forward to the future with him a little bit here. Then
next year they got to hope for a quarterback, and it might even be another lost season for him.
They're going to be a rookie quarterback. They got to be hoping they're getting Aaron Rodgers.
As long as it's not Mason Rudolph, we're good.
Yeah, I agree. They got to do something. But yeah, that's my thoughts on the Najee thing. Hopefully I'm wrong. I got him in a few places. Dynasty League with you, Mike. But
I'll not let you finish. I agree with Ike in some aspects of it where he's still going to be an RB1. I just think he's going to be low-end RB1 instead of
you're not going to begin like that 2025 like he's did at the start of the year.
I agree. But yep.
15,
yeah,
20,
last 3 games he's 15, only 18. Averaging about 13 points a game PPR. And his whole thing was receiving. That was what was giving him such the high floor. But, I mean, you're starting Deontay Johnson. I know
that's
I
about it. And Patty Fries.
I mean,
the move man.
Chase Claypool in some leagues.
I
think it's not pretty, man. Just play him and hope he catches a bomb. Freiermuth, he had the concussion, but he did practice fully, so it is looking good.
Muth man.
Muth. All right. Moving on to this next matchup, the San Francisco 49ers at the Seattle Seahawks. Dylan, talk about Russ, man, a little bit here. What's your thoughts on this offense? Because, man, he is just terrible lately.
My thoughts are that it looks gross. And if it wasn't for the last drive of their last game, it would be even worse for them. It's killing DK Metcalf. Who would have thought that the Seahawks offense would look better with Geno Smith and, like, his fantasy weapons he was able to produce?
Offensive coordinator said that he wants to get the ball to Metcalf.
So, you know, they're going to force it to him this week, so it might be good. So you need to be starting him still. Maybe be a little weary on Tyler Lockett, but man,
I'm not really weary on Tyler Lockett. I mean he's been
productive. This would be the perfect week for him to drop 40.
Even though Russell Wilson's been terrible, he's still been productive. Tyler Lockett, Metcalf's the one that's been taking the hit with Russell Wilson being banged up. So I just think Metcalf's going to get more involved, but I still think Tyler Lockett's a solid floor.
Ever since that foursome thing, man, he DK's really struggled.
Fucked up, Earl.
I want to know your thoughts, though, on Gerald Everett, because it seems that Russell Wilson, because of his injury, he's targeting the tight end a little bit more.
I don't love it still, man. We just talked about Russ struggling. The last thing I want to do is roster another Seahawks player, to be honest with you. So
I'd rather have Conklin.
Yeah, if you're struggling to trust a DK Metcalf, I find it hard to believe you trust Gerald Everett.
Dallas Goedert this week, possibly without Jalen Hurts.
No, he's going to play.
Or Gerald Everett.
Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, I'd say Goedert, I think.
I think I'd go
Gerald Everett. I didn't have to think about it.
I think I'd go Gerald Everett. But, I mean,
who would be the Eagles quarterback?
Gardner Minshew.
Got her by a mile then.
It's even better.
Do you remember Gardner Minshew throwing to the tight end when he was starting in Jacksonville?
He's just a better thrower in general.
He had James O'Shaughnessy, you asshole. That's a little different. No disrespect
to don't even give that face. You're like, oh, it's just Jim O'Shaughnessy. Who the fuck is that guy?
No, it's not that. It's just he doesn't throw to the tight end. Some quarterbacks do.
Where's the proof?
All right. Move on, guys. Move on. San Francisco 49ers. Garoppolo, super flex quarterback. Nothing
this
more.
This is a good matchup
good,
for
good
him.
Good matchup. We also found out that apparently it doesn't fucking matter if a running back has a broken or fractured finger. Elijah Mitchell's still doing his thing. So
and he's still catching the ball with a broken finger. The hell?
He's a must start.
I feel like it's not that hard to catch a ball with a fractured finger.
He makes Ike look like a pussy when he always complains about his back.
I do hard labor. What do you do? Work at home like a bitch.
All right, enough.
I did hard labor for 8 years.
You guys keep throwing me for a loop. I kind of buried the lead a little bit when I was talking about San Francisco. They lost their best offensive player with a groin injury. He's out
Debo for
a little bit of time. Debo Samuel. Trey Sermon's out as well, but who cares about him? Brandon Ayuk, kind of the de facto number one option in this offense now.
No.
Are you? Yeah, whatever. Can you plug him in as a wide receiver too and feel comfortable about it?
Yes.
Debo out.
Yes, you can.
That's what we're talking about.
I know. That's why I said with Debo out, you can play in there.
Yeah, I'm 100% confident in Ayuk. And then Kittle, you're starting to him, but you're not thrilled about it.
You don't. I think he's going to get more involved with Debo.
You're thrilled about it now?
No, only because of Debo, man. With Debo being out, he's going to get more involved. The whole reason why Kittle wasn't getting the involved in the offense is because, hey, let's hand the ball off to Debo Samuel, which was working, but now he's hurt and they can't do it anymore.
Sure.
Debo.
All right, next game, Sunday night.
Nope, we got our good buddy here, Bob Dole. He's got a question. Should he start Connor or Edwards-Helaire in the RB2 spot?
James Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Go James Conner with that one. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Go James.
If I'm not mistaken, Clyde is also dealing with an illness.
I did see he is dealing with an illness.
He is sick.
Yes, sick. He missed practice, but he is expected to play. I still go with Conner. He is the higher ceiling. Then he also wants to know, Gesicki or Ertz?
Gesicki.
You know what? That's a tough one. Do you go Ertz if you go Conner?
No.
Oh.
No, you go
Gesicki. I go Gesicki then, yeah.
Yeah. You go Gesicki no matter
just what. In case if Kyler doesn't play.
And I think you could honestly, with Taylor as your RB1, you could play it either way. Go Connor and Gesicki or go Edwards, Hilaire, and Ertz. I lean Connor Gesicki. Yes. But I'm saying you could go both ways with this, Bob Dole, just because you kind of have that safe bet with Taylor in there.
I'm not dude's a beast. Slide over. Not over Connor. I'm not doing that.
The only reason is to not limit your ceiling. That's the only reason why. Otherwise, I'd be going James Connor and Zach Ertz.
All right, Sunday Night Football, Denver Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs. We kind of already talked about it earlier. Melvin Gordon is doubtful with a hip injury, so we're firing up Javonte Williams. He's a borderline running back one this week.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Bridgewater, this is a pretty good matchup against the Chiefs. The Chiefs defense, however, has been trending upwards, so I'm staying away from Teddy as a quarterback one. The wide receivers, I ask you guys every week, go ahead and rank them for me once again.
Which ones? The Broncos?
Yes.
Even though Judy was shitty last week, I still go Judy, Sutton,
Patrick. You have to.
or Judy, Patrick, Sutton.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm Judy, Patrick, Sutton as well.
I'll just roll Judy, Sutton, Patrick.
And I don't want to start Sutton anymore. I don't.
I don't want to start Patrick either.
I don't want to start Patrick. Yep,
just,
agreed.
Just marry, kill, and fuck me already.
Yep. And you're not starting Noah Fant either, except if you're Michael Plant.
No. I'm starting Logan Thomas. But, I mean, come on. Tight ends are wastelands, man.
Now jumping over to the Kansas City Chiefs, you're starting Mahomes. You're starting Kelsey. You're starting Hill. Like, we just talked about CEH a little bit there. Do you want to get into him a little more, Michael Plant, or...?
Yeah, let me get into him a little bit more, but let me just Bob Dole said he's trying to preserve his undefeated record. If you're going to do that, man.
Congrats on being undefeated.
Yeah, go the safe route. Go with Connor and Gesicki then. Don't even risk it. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire, man. I mean, obviously he's on a great offense with the Kansas City Chiefs. The scoring potential's there. I know Darrell Williams is going to eat into this time a little bit, but they drafted Clyde, man. I mean, he is the clear guy in week 11 before their bye. He had 12 attempts to Darrell's 5.
Still not much.
But it doubled. That's the whole point is who's going to be the guy who gets the majority, the lion's share of this offense. Because you want the guy in this offense because this offense has shown flashes of being one of the greatest offenses ever. He's even not even trailing too bad on the targets behind Darrell Williams. In week 11, Clyde had 2. Darrell only had 3. I mean, so it's kind of like they want Clyde to be the guy, and Darrell's just going to be that complimentary back.
I would hope they want Clyde to be the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think we jump over to the Monday night game. New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. Nothing really on the injury report. Going to be an old divisional slobber knocker, I feel, right here, guys.
It's a big game for the Bills.
It's a big game for the Patriots, man.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. This one's probably the best game of the week.
Yeah, battle of first place in the AFC East. Mac Jones, we should touch on it. We touched on it last week. He's really efficient he's really efficient in real football, but his fantasy upside is really capped every week because he gives you nothing on the ground. And then to top it off in this matchup, I know Tre'Davious White is injured, but you're still not starting him.
Out for the year, pretty sure, I think.
Yeah, Buffalo Bills defense is still the Buffalo Bills defense.
You're probably, with the way running backs are, the landscape is, you're probably stuck starting Damian Harris, but you're not in love with it in this matchup, like you said.
Yeah, I think this is the week that we should probably sit Ramondre Stevenson just against this defense. This could be a game where the Patriots have to play from behind, and if they're going to be passing the ball, it might be more of a Hunter Henry week.
Then they'll play it. You're really loving up on Kendrick Bourne last week, and he did catch a touchdown, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep.
Or he did.
He caught 2.
What do you feel about him this week? I'm out on him this week.
I mean, with Tre'Davious White out, I like it because, I mean, it's still like whoever the X receiver in this offense is Nelson Aguilar. Kendrick Bourne is just getting, he's the beneficiary of not having the number one coverage, pretty much. Because he's open and Mac Jones sees the open guy, he's going to throw to the open guy. Mac Jones is pretty smart. He's a lot smarter than I gave him credit for in the offseason. But I think Kendrick Bourne is the only other player I would start besides Hunter Henry as a pass catcher in this matchup.
I agree. And I don't even think Kendrick Bourne's that. Yeah, I mean, if you're in deep league, sure. But
yeah, I don't I definitely don't love Bourne this week. But jumping over to Buffalo, you're starting Josh Allen, but you're tempering expectations against the Patriots, that's for sure. We already talked about the Buffalo backfield. You're starting Stephon Diggs. Dawson Knox is doing some things again. He caught two touchdowns on Thanksgiving.
Gotta start him.
You do gotta start him, Mike?
Yeah,
you start Dawson Knox. His touchdown, he's kind of like the Hunter Henry of this offense. He always gets looked at in the red zone.
Yep, agreed. And then are we doing anything with Emmanuel Sanders, Gabe Davis, Cole
Beasley? Probably could have dropped Emmanuel Sanders.
No, you can't drop him.
If you're in a 10-team league, yeah.
You can't. Yeah. He's in a good offense. All it takes is a Cole Beasley injury, and he's relevant again.
Sure.
We've seen it before. But no, we're sitting Emmanuel Sanders. He's only a fill-in.
Yep, Cole Beasley is a borderline flex play, and he's kind of been dealing with something. So,
I went against this team.
Yeah.
I might as well. I know we touched on it a little bit earlier in the episode because Clayton's question. Man, I don't think we can confidently start any of these running backs this week. Going forward, I think I like Devin Singletary the most. But since you always ask me this question, me and I like this question, Dylan. Rank these running backs for the rest of the season.
Breida, Singletary,
and Moss. Yeah.
Breida, Singletary, Moss.
I'd say Singletary, Breida, Moss.
I think I lean with Ike on this one, but don't be surprised. I mean, Zach Moss was a healthy scratch. It could easily be Matt Breida this week.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, who knows? Zach Moss is going to be the lean carrier this week and next week. Who knows?
Yeah. Matt Breida is the most talented back in the backfield.
I don't believe it. Don't be. Yeah.
He's the fastest.
On that note, I think that wraps it up, guys.
I do want to say just one little thing, because we have been just shitting on this entire week of matchups. And this is going to be the one good game. I just have that weird feeling in my gut that these are all going to be like good games. Like
NFL, and this one's games. Good. Just blow it.
And this one's just going to be the one blowout. The Bills are.
This one definitely has a chance to.
I mean, it happened last year at the end of the year when the Bills played the New England Patriots in the fantasy championship with Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Was worried, man, and he just lit them up. So I just wanted to put that in there because I'm not going to be surprised.
Sure.
But that pretty much wraps it up. Dylan, you want to take us out?
Yeah, touched on it at the beginning of the podcast, but please subscribe to the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel. It does us a big solid. Same thing to like it and subscribe to the podcast. And even if you guys would like to give a review, leave a review, we'd really appreciate that. It helps us out a ton. You can follow me on Twitter at dclemens2222. Find all my writing, fantasy football content, fantasysixpack.net. You can follow Mike Bonney at Ike2121, and you can follow Mike LaPlante at @belike_Mike with two I's.
Two I's.
We'll be back next Friday with another show. Check out LaPlante and I on the Sunday Social Podcast with our boss, Joe Bond, on Sunday at 10:30. Central time.
We've done it 12 weeks in a row, and you still had to think of what time it started.
definitely had to, but we'll be answering all your lineup questions in this important week with only this week and one more week of regular season fantasy football, yeah. Guys, and then playoffs is here. The season has just flown by.
Yeah, it has.
It always happens this way.
But, yep, pretty soon we're going to be talking Dynasty content and doing more Dynasty startup leagues and stuff.
I can't be in any more leagues, man. 20 is just too much.
Yeah, I'm actually probably going to cut some leagues next year as well. But yeah, guys, good show. I will talk to you next week. Everyone, good luck in your matchups. Except for Michael Plan, I could use you to lose this week. That'd be nice.
Just in the one league.
All righty, guys. We'll talk to you.
All right, good luck. Plant out.